Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's get real for a minute. Who here has ever felt like they were constantly playing a game of not good enough? Like there's this invisible yardstick measuring every single thing you do, and it's always just slightly off. You know that feeling when you finally finish a project, only to find yourself picking apart every little detail, wondering if it could have been better, shinier, more perfect? Yeah, we've all been there. And guess what? That nagging voice in your head, the one whispering doubts and criticisms, is often nothing but your own inner perfectionism running wild. But don't worry, friends, because today we're tackling this beast head-on. We're talking about overcoming perfectionism and silencing that relentless self-criticism. Now, before you start saying perfectionism helps me be my best, let's break it down. Sure, aiming high is great, but when that pursuit of flawlessness becomes your guiding principle, it can seriously sabotage your happiness and success. It can lead to procrastination, burnout, and even anxiety, not exactly the winning combo, right? So how do we kick perfectionism to the curb and cultivate a kinder, more compassionate relationship with ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, recognize the voice of perfectionism. It's often disguised as helpful advice or a desire for excellence. But listen closely, does this voice bring you joy or leave you feeling drained and defeated? Learning to identify those negative thought patterns is the first step towards breaking free. Think of it like training your inner critic to be more constructive, less demanding. Next up, celebrate progress, not perfection. Stop obsessing over hitting an arbitrary perfect goal and start acknowledging every small win along the way. Did you finish a chapter? High five. Did you finally get out of bed today and face the day? You're a rockstar. Remember, growth is a journey, not a destination. Thirdly, embrace imperfection. It's okay to make mistakes. In fact, they are often valuable learning opportunities. Instead of seeing imperfections as failures, view them as stepping stones on your path to success. Think of those iconic practice makes perfect signs. The practice includes the stumbles and fumbles along the way. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Everyone struggles sometimes. When that inner critic starts to spiral, remind yourself that you are worthy of love and acceptance, regardless of your perceived flaws. And remember, everyone has their own unique journey. Compare less, celebrate more. Finally, take care of yourself. Prioritize sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you feel good physically and emotionally, you're better equipped to handle those pesky self-critical thoughts. Think of it like this. A well-maintained car runs smoother and more efficiently. Treat yourself like the amazing machine you are. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been putting off finishing her latest masterpiece because she's convinced it won't live up to her high standards. She spends hours agonizing over every brushstroke, second-guessing herself at every turn. This cycle of self-criticism prevents her from showcasing her true talent and enjoying the creative process. Sound familiar? But then Sarah decides to try a new approach. She sets realistic goals, celebrates small victories, and embraces imperfection. She learns to treat herself with kindness and prioritize her well-being. The result? Sarah not only completes her masterpiece but also rediscovers the joy of creating art. So remember, you are capable of overcoming perfectionism and silencing that inner critic. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-love, but trust me, it's worth it. By recognizing those negative thought patterns, celebrating progress, embracing imperfection, practicing self-compassion, and taking care of yourself, you can finally break free from the shackles of perfectionism and live a more authentic, fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Maybe it's your friend who's constantly striving for perfection, or even that little voice in your own head that needs a little extra encouragement. And don't be shy. Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using #DopamineDamageControl. Until next time, keep chasing those dopamine highs, but remember, true happiness comes from embracing the journey, not just the destination. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.